Moroni assures us that the gifts of the Spirit are given for the profit of men. How does one use a gift of the Spirit for the benefit of others? In this story, a young man learns to do so with his gift of healing.
He received his patriarchal blessing at the age of 15. Unknown to him at the time, his life's contribution to his fellow man was revealed on that day when Patriarch Kenneth Simons laid hands on his head and bestowed the blessing. He was promised in his blessing that the gift of healing was his. It would be, however, many years before he would realize the full significance of that gift. According to Elder Bruce R. McConkie, the gift of healing encompasses more than bringing relief for physical and mental ailments. It also involves the healing of the spirit. At the age of 19, his gift of healing manifested itself when he served faithfully in the San Diego Spanish Mission. His desire was to bring the spiritual healing power of the gospel to all who would listen. So intent was his commitment to this desire that he used his food money to buy gasoline for the mission car so that he and his companion could reach more investigators in outlying areas. This practice caused great concern to his mother. She telephoned his former branch president and expressed her fears. A letter from the branch president convinced him that a starving missionary in a hospital bed was not the result his heavenly father expected of him. After completion of his mission, he embarked on several careers. He worked in radio. He sold food storage items. He worked in a legal firm and also for a computer firm. Each career provided support for his family, yet provided little satisfaction. However, each career effort provided the understanding that he had not yet found the work his heavenly father intended for him. In 1993, his gift of healing awoke within him the desire to study medicine, and so he did. He completed his studies and entered the world of healthcare as a physician assistant. He soon found his specialty assisting in open-heart surgery, and he found the satisfaction of knowing he was now engaged in his life's work. While residing in American Fork, Utah, the gift of healing, as promised in his patriarchal blessing, continued to flower. It was then that he made the transition from practicing medicine to becoming a healer. At that time, he realized that a family in his ward did not have access to medical attention because of a lack of means, and he also realized that he could help with this situation. He began to address the family's needs by providing his professional services without charge. When he became aware of another family with medical needs, he assisted that family also. The number of families to whom he provided medical care grew steadily, until eventually he was providing health care for 10 families. He visited these families in their homes. If the family did not have the finances to purchase needed medicines, he bought the medications for them. An opportunity to practice his profession at Mercy Hospital's heart surgery department in Muskegon presented itself, and he relocated his family to West Michigan. His benevolent efforts to provide health care to families in need continued in West Michigan. He called on local families in their homes to provide health care, assistance, comfort, and reassurance. He used his priesthood to administer blessings and to offer prayer. To this priesthood holder, a gift promised in his patriarchal blessing had come to pass. He is truly blessed with the gift of healing. Through his gift, many others, both members and non-members, are also blessed.